Performance Food Service is proud to deliver high-quality products, innovative technology, and custom operational solutions to restaurants of all sizes across the country. The flagship division of Performance Food Group, with deep roots in the restaurant industry, Performance Food Service has been the exclusive distributor of the Roma family of brands for more than 65 years. This signature relationship has allowed Performance Food Service to become a leader in the pizza and Italian segment of food service nationwide.
Your pizza is more than a craft, it's your legacy. Make it extraordinary with Baccio Exceptional Italian Pizza Cheese. Created by expert cheesemakers for a superior melt, endless stretch, and its signature kiss of buffalo milk, a taste that is rich and creamy beyond compare. Build your legacy with monthly cash rewards and marketing support through the Baccio Gold Club. Schedule a demonstration at bacciocheese.com/hotslice. Pizza is your legacy. Build it with Baccio.
Hey there, welcome to The Hot Slice, the weekly podcast brought to you by Pizza Today Magazine. I'm your host, Jeremy White, Editor-in-Chief of Pizza Today, joined by none other than Miss Denise Greer, the most distinguished, with a capital D.
I like that.
Executive editor in all the land.
I love that. And where are we right now?
We are in sunny Las Vegas, Nevada, where it's currently 108 degrees.
And we are live,
live from the Pizza Expo show floor. This is our very first podcast from the Pizza Expo show floor. Absolutely. Technically, we are not on the show floor, Denise. We are, I don't know, we're 25 to 30 feet above the show floor.
We have the best view of the show floor of anyone else. I'm loving it. We get to see all the excitement that's happening down there. And right now we're bringing guests on. We're bringing guests up to this beautiful studio overlooking the show floor to talk about their businesses, what they're doing. Some of them, their competitors. We're talking about what they're doing here at the show. It's a pretty fun way to see people in person and do some podcasting.
It's cool because often, as you know, and as our viewers and listeners know, we get on a Zoom call and we talk to someone. Essentially, they could be in Washington State, and we're in Indiana, Louisville, Kentucky, but now we're able to go grab these people in person from the show floor, bring them up, sit down with them face to face, and interview them about whatever it is, whether we're talking about their Pizza Expo experience or just their business experience in general. So the next really several podcasts that we produce will probably be yielded from here on the show floor.
Absolutely.
Which is really cool.
And so we hope you enjoy these next segments that we're just calling mini sessions because we're not doing complete full episodes with people. We're just taking a couple minutes with them and talking about, you know, what's happening. So sit back and enjoy listening to operators that are right at the show.
You nailed it. And you know, one of the things I wanted to do while we were up here just really quickly is, you know, this is the second day of the show at the time that we're recording this. I was able to walk the show floor yesterday all day long and today for half a day already. And I've noticed a lot of new items, a lot of developing trends.
Absolutely.
And you are always on top of anything new in the industry. You're always ahead of the curve in terms of identifying trends.
And I try.
That's one of the things we love about you. But you know, I noticed a lot of stuff yesterday that was like, okay, this is my 21st International Pizza Expo.
Absolutely.
So there's not a whole lot out on the show floor that I haven't seen just by virtue of being on so many of these shows. And I've seen some new things the last couple of days, some things that have caught my eyes. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I definitely have noticed several things happening on the show floor that are piquing my interest as far as, oh, I can see this as a developing trend, or they're answering a problem that is out there in the industry that they're definitely addressing. An issue that operators are having, so that's the important thing. Go ahead, tell us what did you see? What's like the number one thing that you saw out there?
Well, there are a handful of things that really caught my attention. I would say the thing that jumped out to me, not necessarily the number one thing, but the thing that really jumped out to me the most are the number of exhibiting companies this year who are offering plant-based products.
Absolutely.
Vegan items.
Absolutely.
It's so much more, it's not new.
Yeah.
That's been around for a long time. We've written articles about it dating back many years now. There've been discussions about it, you know, in the seminar rooms at previous expos. These items have been available on the show floor previously, but the sheer number of them this year is just substantial. It's so much more than I've ever seen, and that really caught my eye right away.
Yeah, and you know, and it's not just that they're the plant-based and that they're a vegan product. It's that a lot of these products are really, they've worked hard on their recipes and how they're operating so that they really mimic the cheese or they really mimic the pepperoni. I know that in previous years, it's been difficult to get a vegan pepperoni to act like real pepperoni, to emit that grease that you know, that everybody likes and that texture.
Chefs will call it the mouthfeel. Yeah. And the mouthfeel is just not there usually with a vegan pepperoni sausage. It's just not in the past.
Yeah.
But you're right, these products have come such a long way. I can remember.
Cheese and the coloring of cheese has changed.
The texture. Everything. I can remember many years ago, a company on the show floor sampling a plant-based product, and they wanted my honest assessment of it. And
did you give it to them?
I did. No, you know me. I was honest. I was like, well, maybe you shouldn't have asked this, homie, because now I'm going to tell you. It sucks. It was not good. The mouthfeel wasn't there. The flavor wasn't there. The texture, it didn't in any way, shape, or form closely resemble a pepperoni.
Yeah.
And there's no way. Now, look, I'm carnivore, okay? I'm a meat lover. Mm-hmm. So let's get that out there. But having said that, there's no way I would ever, ever, ever have ordered that product for myself on a pizza. There's just no way. And now in the last couple of days, I have tasted many alternative options that I would now order myself. Again, I'm carnivore. I'm eating meat. But ever I wanted to not eat meat, I would order these products. 10 years ago, there's no way I would have. So they've come so far with their R&D.
Yeah.
And these companies, as you said, are investing heavily. And
that's
obviously a reflection of society and what the consumer wants.
Absolutely. And some of them, their price points are coming down to a level where it's on par. But for a lot of them, this is going to be a premium product. So operators are going to have to know if they're going to menu these types of things, they're going to have to put a premium price tag on it, and they should. Don't undersell your vegan menu. If you do, you know, you're going to be upside down on your food costs.
Yeah. 10 years ago, you didn't have to have any sort of vegan offering at all.
Mm-hmm.
Today, you really do.
Yeah. Today, it's definitely something to look out for. So just know that those products are out there. And they're definitely changing and getting a lot better.
Yeah. What was the number one thing that you noticed as you walked the show floor? What really stuck out to you is like, oh wow, this is cool, but this is different.
The one thing I noticed is the thing that's addressing a issue that operators are having, and that is with employees. If you can't keep employees, and you know, things like working an oven, that is a skill and that is a trained skill, and you have to train your people for a long time, usually, unless you're using conveyor, if you're using a deck, or if you're using a wood-fired oven, or gas-fired, or electric, you know, there's a lot of training involved. So what I saw out there on the show floor is a lot of oven products that are helping the operator to make it, I'm not going to say dummy-proof, but to help with the training of that crew. You know, you've got rotating ovens that basically you put it in, and when it comes back around, it's done, and that's all the, you know, you don't have to worry about hot and cold spots. You don't have to worry about
turning the pizza.
You talk about the stick man, you know, the person that's the peel, you know, working the peels.
Yeah.
You don't have that as much when you're using some of those. You know, there are automated ovens out there where all you want is pushing a button for whatever the product is. If you're a pizzeria that has a diverse menu, you know, you may be cooking pizza in one shelf, and they may have five shelves with different types of options. That's definitely something I'm seeing out there. Anything to help the operator with their employee management, because it's hard for them right now.
Yeah, I mean, I even saw basically a fully automated make line where the dough ball is put in the one side, the conveyor belt moves it along, the sauce is applied all mechanically. The sauce is applied, then the cheese, then the toppings, and then. The same human who put the dough ball in one side, then got it out of the other side, put it in the conveyor oven, and then it moved right through again, a dummy proof, no hands on, no trying to piece in the hot spots. It came out the other end, fully baked, ready to go.
Absolutely.
And it's with the labor shortage that we have right now in the United States, mm-hmm. due to a variety of issues, good help's hard to find. We're hearing that refrain everywhere we go with people being short on labor. And you know, that was a product, not to isolate and talk about one product specifically, but that was a product that I thought, well, you know, maybe like a Sbarro or a large pizza chain who has hundreds or thousands of units across the country and are facing serious labor shortages. Maybe there's a room in their kitchen for a product like that, mm-hmm. That could help speed the process along and not require as much labor. Obviously, you know, a hands-on, Tony Gerignani, who is very hands-on and all about the craft, is never going to even consider an option like that.
Yeah.
But someone, again, like a large chain, thousands of units who are facing labor shortages, I could see where that can be beneficial to them. And that stood out to me.
Cost effective for them.
Right? Yeah, because
don't know.
We've talked about this in the East, where we live in Southern Indiana. We've talked about this before, but there are many restaurants that are closed, or they close at 4 p.m. and don't even do dinner service now.
Or they close 3 days a week.
Or they close, because they can't get anyone in there. So, I mean, these are strange times we're living in, and we're seeing some interesting, innovative ways to deal with these times.
Yeah, and you know something I am seeing out on the show floor too, which, you know, COVID, you know, unfortunately, we're back in it. We're back in a situation where we're all out, and there's a lot pointing to the fall and the winter being tough for us again. And I am seeing on the show floor a lot of answers to, you know, how operations can effectively do carry out and delivery. So the carry out and delivery options, you know, from POS systems to third party to, anything like warming stations in front of house, like anything that helps the operator to be able to be better with carry out and delivery. I'm seeing a lot of that on the show floor right now.
Yeah. I mean, we're seeing cool things. We're seeing electric vehicles, mm-hmm. actual cars that are equipped to deliver pizza. They have heated racks in the back to maintain the temperature of the pizza, and fully electric vehicles. We're just seeing all kinds of really cool things.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else has stood out to you?
You know, as far as there's a lot of product out on the show floor, and the product and the food product, and you know, you can tell that they're, you know, just because we had to take a forced hiatus from Pizza Expo, innovation didn't stop, and so especially in menu engineering, innovation did not stop. And you look at some of the cheese companies, the tomato companies, the toppings companies, they're still putting out new and innovative things to offer operators, because operators still want something new and different to offer their people. And that's what I'm seeing out there is, you know, new cheese combinations or different cheeses that you maybe wouldn't see on a pizza.
Now, for all the pitfalls and perils of, as you eloquently put it, forced hiatus, like what this pandemic did is it gave us a lot of time on our hands. Mm-hmm. And that's a double-edged sword, right? You don't want to sit around bored. You don't want to have time on your hands. You want to be busy and productive. But at the same time, people had time to exhale, recover, take a break mentally. And then, like you said, innovation. Mm-hmm. Because they're sitting around with time on their hands. People were thinking, okay, when things return to normal, if they ever do, we're in a new normal. How do we attack this?
Yeah.
And it did force innovation. We are seeing that on the show floor.
Absolutely.
And you know something else too, I've talked to many, as you have, pizzeria owners on the show floor.
Absolutely.
And talking about products, I even just 20 minutes ago, I had a conversation, someone telling me, we're having trouble getting our cheese. We're having trouble getting enough cheese. We can't get chicken wings.
Yeah.
We literally have not been able to sell chicken wings in our pizzeria, and that was a major, profit center for us. We sold a lot of them. It was our appetizer menu.
Mm-hmm. It can be upwards of 25-30% of some people's sales, depending on what they offer.
Right. So the supply chain disruptions are still very much there, and we're hearing about it. We're hearing about it from people who are frustrated, and they understand it. They're not pointing blame in any one direction. Mm-hmm. They're like, when will I be able to get my product that I'm accustomed to getting? it's a sore point still.
Yeah, we're definitely hearing about those issues from the operator as we walk around and talk to different people. But we're also getting a lot of optimism. I mean, there is so many people that are just looking up and looking forward. I mean, we have an industry where when we surveyed them with the COVID-19 response, that they were having, you know, upward sales. So they're coming here with a little extra money in their pockets to decide, hey, I'm ready to grow, I'm ready to expand, I'm ready to move forward. Even with COVID, we're ready to grow. Here, you know, we're here to find out how to grow.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said moving forward. Mike Bausch in his keynote this morning used that phrase towards the end of his keynote. He was like, look, here's the thing. You have one life. We're going to move forward. And we're gonna do us. He said, look, we live in the United States of America. We are in the pizza industry. Mm-hmm. We should be the happiest people on the planet. And we're going to go forth and be productive and move forward. And it was a very good inspirational message to kick off today, I feel like.
It's great. I think moving forward, we may have to get one of the competition folks, our good folks at MasterPie, to come up and talk to us about the trends they're seeing in the competition areas, maybe.
That's a great idea. So obviously, again, we are broadcasting from the show floor as we speak, mm-hmm. and we are going to go grab numerous pizzeria owners from the show floor, small individual snippets, micro sessions, mini sessions, whatever you want to call them. Yep. So be looking for those over the next few weeks. Watching and listening to one of our podcasts, and it happens to be October 1st, and we're like, we slip up because we forget that it's going to not broadcast for 6 weeks, and we're like, hey, we're from the Pizza Expo show floor. Don't buy a ticket to Vegas and don't fly to Vegas in October because we're not here.
All right.
Denise, thank you as always. We out.
We're out from the show floor. See you later.
See you.